welcome to the reading of the scriptures. I'm Stefan Yah. We're going to go to the scriptures today, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, looking up the word forever. And does the word forever mean just what we think it means? Does it mean forever? Or does it mean something else? And I have the published version of this on our website, www.yahweh.name. The word ever, as in forever. As we begin in Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, chapter 40, verse 8. That's in the Older Testament, Yeshayahu 40, verse 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever, or the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. That word ever is in Strong's Concordance, numbered 5769, that's H5769, Olam. And the definition for 5769, properly concealed, that is, the vanishing point, generally time out of mind, past or future, that is, practically eternity, frequentive, adverbially, especially with prepositional prefix, always, always, in ancient time, anymore, continuance, eternal, forever, lasting, forever lasting, forevermore, forever old, lasting, long or long time, of old time, perpetual, at any time, beginning of, as in a beginning of the world, and world without end, olam, properly concealed, and forever. You're in Exodus chapter 3, and Elohim said, this is verse 15, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Yaakov, has sent me unto you, this is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. And I need to look that up for us in Exodus chapter 3. That was verse 15, but what is his name then? It needs to be the whole part of that passage needs to be read there. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh, the mighty one of our fathers, or the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and the Elohim of Yaakov, has sent me. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh, now in the King James and modern versions, it says, Lord, the Lord God of your fathers, but they replaced Yahweh from the Tetragrammaton, from the four letters YHVH. They changed that into an Adonai, and also in English, Lord, the Lord of your fathers and so on. But it should be Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers. So that's his name, not a title, but his name, YHVH. The Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done you to you in Egypt. Speak thus to them. Verse 18, and they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, Yahweh, not the Lord, that's only a title there, but say unto him, Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews, hath met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may offer to Yahweh, our Elohim. And once again there in verse 14, and Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. But that's not the tetragrammaton there that we found in verse 16 and following. Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, in Exodus 3:16. Exodus chapter 12, concerning the feast of Passover, that we should keep it. Exodus 12, also found in other places, in Leviticus 23 and 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. So here we are, Exodus chapter 12. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. In other words, perpetually, without end, world without end. 5769, the Hebrew word there, olam. So keep the Passover. Paul says, or Shaul says, let us therefore keep the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He says, let's keep the feast. What feast? Keep the feast of unleavened bread. Keep Passover, of course. As it says in the book of John, Passover and what is called the Lord's Memorial, those are all interchangeable. The Last Supper, excuse me, not Lord Memorial, but the Last Supper and Passover are interchangeable in the New Covenant Scriptures. Exodus 31:16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout your generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And that Hebrew word ever there is numbered 5703, ad, A-D. Properly a preemptory terminus, that is by implication, duration in the sense of perpetuity, or perpetuity. Substantially as a noun, either with or without a preposition. Eternity, ever, lasting, evermore, old, perpetually, plus world without end. So that was found in the Strong's Concordance there. Hebrew 5703 is a little bit different, a little more accurate, a little more precise, I mean, than the 5769 Olam. Let's look for the word forever in Leviticus next, but I wanted to refer you to Jeremiah 17 for information about the Sabbath there. He said in 17:9 that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And Jeremiah 17:21, thus saith Yahweh, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do any work, but separate you the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers, to do no work therein. In verse 24, 27, if you will not hearken unto me to separate the Sabbath day and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Then after this they were taken captive into Babylon. At this present time, Yahusha the Savior, the Messiah, is dwelling in the hearts of those believers whose minds are stayed on him, who are continuing in his word, and he dwells there in the hearts and minds of believers around the world, in different countries and different churches, but those who sincerely are seeking Yahweh's face and his word and recognizing his sovereignty, who has trusted in him, who have been saved by the blood of Messiah, who have called upon his name, by the Messiah's name, that is, and been immersed in the water and into the Spirit. Yes, those who are actually walking a pure walk, a Spirit-filled life, those are the ones that Yahweh is calling today to keep the Sabbath day and to keep all of his law, and not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. That's found in Matthew and also in Luke, to live by every word. And Leviticus now, chapter 6, verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. That was from the Hebrew word 8548, tamid, a constant or adverbially, constantly, elliptically, the regular daily sacrifice, for example, a daily sacrifice, which in this case it is, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It also means always, continually, daily, and forever, perpetual. Now that was found in Leviticus 6:13 concerning the fire upon the altar for Yahweh, not as an offering necessarily for sin, but as a praise offering. Today, Romans 12 says to present your bodies a living offering, pure and acceptable unto Yahweh. It is our reasonable service. In Romans 12 there, offer your bodies, and we no longer do animal sacrifices. For one thing, we don't have a temple to offer them in. For another thing, we don't have the priest here, the Levitical priest. Now here's the Old Testament cleansing at the Feast of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. And in the book of Acts, I think it was chapter 27 in Acts, Paul calls that the fast. Now when the fast was passed, when sailing was dangerous, in other words, in the month of October, in the high, heavy seas, you wouldn't want to leave the safe haven and take a chance and go out there and have your craft, your boat capsize. He calls it the fast that was already passed and that they were observing. Here's some statutes and commandments found in the scriptures in the book of Leviticus and addressed to the people, the children of Israel. And actually, let's start out here, chapter 16 of Leviticus. And Yahweh, verse 1, Yahweh spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before Yahweh and died. Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the separated place within the veil, before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. And now we go to the text here in verse 29 through 31. And this shall be a statute forever unto you. So forever, 57, 69, that in the seventh month, so this is in the fall, what it's commonly called, there shall be a statute forever unto you that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourns among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. Again, the Hebrew word 57, 69 was used there. Just the same as in most applications. And that was the word olam, or olam, properly concealed, vanishing point, lasting, long of old time, perpetual at any time. Then, of course, we know that in the New Covenant, and we find particularly in the book of Hebrews, that Messiah, or Melchizedek priest, and of that Melchizedek priesthood, that he became our high priest, and he is the sacrifice and the offering to cleanse us, and to cleanse us from all of our sins, not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by a more perfect offering. He cleansed us even with his own body and shed his blood on that tree at Calvary. And it says forever, forever and ever, Yahweh's blood, the offering of the perfect lamb, the lamb of Yahweh, that was slain from the foundation of the world. The lamb, the perfect lamb, was Yahushua the Messiah. If I said Yahweh, that refers to the Father in most instances, but Yahushua the Messiah. Some people say Yeshua. Leviticus 23:14, verse 14, regarding the word ever, and you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day. So this refers here to the wave sheaf. Until the selfsame day that you brought an offering unto Yahweh, it shall be a statute forever. Olam 57:69, throughout your generation in all your dwellings. And that was Leviticus 23:14. Then in verse 21, regarding the feast of Pentecost or Shavuot or first fruits, and you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a separated convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Once again, olam is the word ever. There, the Hebrew word olam. Then in verse 41 of Leviticus 23, regarding Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever, olam, forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. What part of the word olam or ever do we not understand? He tells us to keep his feasts, his commandments, statutes, and judgments, and be faithful to him, to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to release everything, you know, our time, our quality time, our recreation time, our appetite, the kitchen, the bedroom, our vacations. We give it all unto him and do it what and when and where he tells us to do it. And he commands us here in Scripture, the people of Israel, those who are grafted in to the good olive tree. We found in Romans 11, we find all are grafted into the good olive tree. There is no Gentile covenant. It's the covenant that Yahweh gave us forever. Jeremiah 31:31, Hebrews 10, and Hebrews 8:10 as well. And Hebrews 8:10 says, this is the new covenant that I will write my laws in your heart and mind, and your sins and iniquities will be forgiven. I will remember your sins no more. Oh, that first sin I did when I disobeyed my parents. That one is forgiven too. So, Leviticus 25, regarding the seventh year of release, 25:23, the land shall not be sold forever, Hebrew word 67:83, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. And 67:83 is Shemituth, which means in English, perpetually. 67:83. Then, and also from 67:89, perpetually and forever. You got the idea. It's perpetually that we keep his commandments and his testimonies. In Deuteronomy 4:40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day. You see, as the speaker here would be the Son, Yahusha, before he came in the flesh and was born of the Virgin. And here he is speaking to Moses, to the children of Israel. And to keep his statutes, thou shalt keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, with thy children after thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee forever. And it's Hebrew kole, or K-O-L-E, H-36-05. And by the way, it's not just the Ten Commandments, but it's the entire law that we keep, except for the animal sacrifices. So kole, or kol, properly the whole, hence all, any, or every, in the singular manner, often in a plural sense, and in all manner, ye, altogether, any manner, enough, every, one place, thing, howsoever, as many as thing or nothing, ought, whatsoever, the whole, and whosoever, is the how that word is defined, that K-O-L-E. Deuteronomy 4:40, keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments that Yahweh giveth thee forever. Why? Because we love him. 1 John 5:2, and his commandments are not grievous. We're to keep more than just the first commandment, to love Yahweh, and the second commandment, to love our neighbor, and to keep more than just the Ten Commandments, which define the ten basic categories of his law, of his honey-do list. We're to keep all. It's the extensions that define how to keep his Torah, not Talmud, but his Torah, as was given to Moses for the people, for us. Praise Yahweh. And it's forever lasting. So what does the word forever mean to you? When you're properly married to your partner, is that marriage covenant forever? As long as the conditions exist, as long as you're alive, until death do us part, forever and ever. Deuteronomy 23, nevertheless, Yahweh thy Elohim would not hearken unto Balaam, but Yahweh thy Elohim turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because Yahweh thy Elohim loved thee. Yahweh loved thee. Thou shalt not seek their peace, nor their prosperity all the days forever. That's Olam again, 57:69. Thou shalt not seek their peace, their blessings, or their perceived blessings. Isaiah chapter 51 now, moving over to Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 51. And then we'll be reading some scriptures from the Old Testament, from the New Testament as well. For example, the word forever in Hebrews chapter 13, Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay, here it is, Isaiah 51 now. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Verse 6. Look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be, what's that word? Forever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Where is that law? He writes it in the heart, Jeremiah 31:31. Whose heart is my law? Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from deliverance from generation to generation. Once again, Olam, and let's see what that means again as I scroll up to the top. Of course, we had that scripture verse that it, forever. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever. It's also in the New Testament, probably in the book of James. So 5769 is properly concealed always, ancient, anymore, continuance, eternal, long-lasting, of old time, perpetual, at any time, beginning of the, as in beginning of the world, and also without end. Okay, we're going to move up to Ezekiel 37:24, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. Verse 25, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. And I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my set apart place in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh, do set apart Israel, when my set apart place shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Forevermore. And in Micah, oh, no, wait a minute. In Ezekiel 43, Ezekiel 43, verse 9. Now, thank you, Gene. Let's see. How about 43:7 to begin with? 43, and he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my separated name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings, by their whoredoms, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places, in their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and their post by my posts, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my set-apart name by their abominations that they have committed. that they have committed. Wherefore, I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Then in Hosea, chapter 2, verse 19, I will betroth thee to me forever. Olam, forever. Micah, now chapter 4. Verse 5, and this is talking about the last days here. The mountain of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh and to the house of Yahweh of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, the Torah shall go forth out of Zion. So future here, evidence that the Torah is also in the future. That by prophecy here, we learn that the Torah is still in the future, not only by this scripture, but by many, many myriad scriptures. The law shall go forth out of Zion, not out of the international date line in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, but the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nations, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his Elohim, and we will walk, I see, okay, the people will walk, whatever, you know, in the name of their Elohim, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Elohim, forever and ever. In that day, saith Yahweh, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And Yahweh shall reign over them in Mount Zion, in Mount Zion, from henceforth, even forever. Very, very interesting. I don't know if I'm going to put the text up there on the website and the text there, but boy, you ought to read that whole book of Micah. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is Elohim like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. That's the Hebrew word 5703, odd. Because he delighteth in mercy, he will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Symbolic language there. And thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Yes, he retains not his anger forever. Odd. And let's see, 5703, somewhere up above there, from 5710, properly, terminus, that is duration in the sense of perpetuity, there we go, eternity over, old, perpetually, world without end. That's an expression there. It doesn't mean that the present earth is not going to be destroyed by fire, like is described in scriptures three or four times. Then the next usage of the word ever is going to be found from the Greek now in the New Testament. Not saying that I necessarily believe this was originally written in the Greek language, because there's too much evidence to the contrary, but in Matthew 6:13 we have Messiah's prayer, the Our Father prayer. It ends in forever and ever. Forever and ever. And the Greek word is I can't remember that one. Aion. I Hayan, okay. Thank you, congregation. And thank you, Jean. That's Greek 165, Ion. From the same as Greek 104, properly an age, by extension, perpetuity, also past. So by extension, perpetuity or perpetual, by implication, the world, specifically, messianic period, present or future. Age, chorus, eternal, ever, or forevermore. Beginning of the world, or while the world began without end, and that's the entire definition there from Strong's Concordance. You can look it up in the lexicon, which will give you an even more in-depth, detailed idea here of the Greek word, in the Greek lexicon, yes, look up the Greek word aion, G-165. And that was used once again in the in Messiah's prayer, ending in forever and ever, and then in Greek it's amin, is written in there in the text. And the next instance of the word that I'm going to point out for you today on this program about is forever, ever. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. And we're a prophecy here about Messiah or Yahusha. And you shall call his name. And of course, through our studies, we have Yahusha. But in the Greek text, you'll see Yeshua. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Greek 165, and all these references of the word definitions of G-165, Ion, are all the same, all from 165. He shall reign forever over the house of Jacob, forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. That agrees with Isaiah 9:6 and all those messianic prophecies in the book of Isaiah there. John chapter 6. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. That's 6:58, John 6. Also John 14:16. And I will pray the Father. Messiah is praying. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And so did you catch that, where that Ion 165 was used? And I will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Then to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, and now Romans chapter 11, verse 26, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be esteem forever. Hebrews 13:8. He, Yahweh, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the Greek 165 there. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever. And then we have some scriptures from the other scriptures from the newer covenant. Yeah, let's go with Philippians chapter 4, verse 20. Now unto Yahweh and our Father be esteem forever and ever. 1 Thessalonians, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yahweh in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Chapter 5, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, but ever follow that which is good. Remember that. Ever follow that which is good. And also remember at the beginning of this program that the word of Yahweh is forever and ever. 1 Timothy 1:17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Elohim, be honor and esteem forever and ever." Hallel. 2 Timothy 3:7, "Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge," forever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth on that one. 2 Timothy 4:18, "And Yahweh shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be esteem forever and ever." Hallel. Philemon 1:15, "For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever." That was Philemon 1:15. "For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Now, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in Yahweh." Hebrews 1:8, Abram 1:8, "But unto Yahweh the Son," "unto Yahushua the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, Yahweh, even thy Elohim, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And Master, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall all wax old, as does a garment, as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but art thou the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the messengers he said at any time, Sit on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool." That quote from the book of Psalms. "Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" I'm reading from Hebrews 1. Hebrews 5, speaking of the Messiah, as he saith also in another place, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Hebrews 6:20, "Whether the forerunner is for us entered even Messiah, made high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Hebrews 7:17, "For he testified, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." 7:21, "For those priests were made without an oath." Those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, Yahweh swore, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Yahweh swore and will not repent, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And chapter 7, verse 24, "But this man, Messiah, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood." 25, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto Yahweh by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Hebrews 10 verse 12, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahweh, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made a footstool." Verse 14, "For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are set apart," or modern versions say sanctified. Hebrews 13, "May he make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Messiah, to whom be esteemed forever and ever." 1 Peter 1:23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth forever and abideth forever." And 25, that's 1 Peter 1:25, "But the word of Yahweh endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." 1 Peter 4, "If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which Yahweh giveth, that Yah in all things may be magnified through the Messiah, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever." And then chapter 5:11, That was 4:11 there, but 5:11, to him be esteem and dominion forever and ever. 2 Peter 2:17, there are wells without water. Well, we'll skip that one. It just says, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. 18, 2 Peter, grow in grace and in the knowledge, or grow in unmerited favor and in the knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yahusha. To him be esteemed both now and forever. In the book of 1 John, chapter 2, the world passes away and all the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever. 2 John, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. That's verse 2, 2 John 1, 2. Then in the book of Jude, 1:25, to the only wise Elohim, our Savior, be esteem and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallel. Now we go to the book of the Revelation. Book of the Revelation regarding the word forever, Revelation 1. And he has made us kings and priests unto Yahweh, he is kings and priests unto Elohim and his Father. To him be esteem and dominion forever and ever. Chapter 11, verse 15, with the Greek word 165, G-165. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of Yahweh and of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever. That was chapter 11. Chapter 14, verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Messiah. So that was Revelation 14, 11. Revelation 19, 3, and again they said, Hallel, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. There goes Babylon, just up in a big cloud, a terrible cloud of smoke. Chapter 20, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the false prophet and the beast are, and shall be tormented night and day forever and ever. Revelation 22, verse 5, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh Elohim giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Reminder that, again, the notes for this sermon, what does forever mean, or the word forever, are found on the website, www.yahvehyahweh.name. And perhaps I'd have a few other side notes regarding our national repentance. And you can find this in Amos chapter 5. Often neglected one of the so-called minor prophets. So we'll go to the book of Amos now. And centering around that verses 13, 27. And... 5 verse 13, therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. The latter days there that spoken of in 2 Timothy 4 and also Hosea 4:4. And by the way, that reference I gave for a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, it was in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. So back to Amos, therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, or armies, shall be with you as you have spoken. Hate evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh saith thus, wailing shall be in all the streets, and they shall say in all the highways, Alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandman to mourning, and such as our skill of lamentation to wailing. And in all the vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith Yahweh. Then verse 18, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh, or it says here in the modern versions, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. See also Nahum 1:15, Zechariah 14:16, and Amos 8:10. So Zechariah 14:16 about the feast days are in the future. Yes, they are, brothers and sisters. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacles of your Molech, or Sikuth, and Kion, your images, the star of your God, the star of your Elohim, which you made to yourselves. Talks about that also in Acts 7:43. And then finally, in Amos 5:27, therefore I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith Yahweh, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lamb of the flock and all the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David. They drink wine and bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. And verse 10, and a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burns him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, no. Then shall he say, hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of Yahweh. That was Amos 6:10. For behold, Yahweh commandeth, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For you have turned judgment into gall, or into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock, or wormwood. You which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. And they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath, unto the river of the wilderness. Oh, there's much more for you to come. Behold a basket of fruit, summer fruit, and so on. That's in Amos 8. But that is the end of this podcast, and I sincerely want to thank you for enduring with us here and being faithful and all the encouragement, all the prayers for one another who are out there for Messiah, doing his word and living the word in their life, and perhaps receiving a little persecution or maybe a lot, maybe being afflicted very, very much. We lift you up today and empathize. We can empathize with you in your hard times, and those who just happen to be in the face of danger, just in the right place at the wrong time, wrong place at the wrong time. May Yahweh bless you today as you seek to follow him, seek to love him, and to love one another, starting with the believers at Jerusalem, and then throughout all the scattered remnant around the world. And as soon as he gathers us up, and we go to meet with him in the clouds, and forever are there to meet with him in the heavenly heavens starting at New Jerusalem. May you have shalom. Shalom today from Stefan Yah. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.